you for joining us. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Luke Mathers on the board.
Kelvin Jr. That's my nickname
Kelvin
today.
Jr. Kelvin.
I told Greg I was Kelvin the next couple of days, and he was like, no, it's fine. I'll board. And I was like, I'm Kelvin. Come on.
Well, thank you so much, Luke Mathers. And I just want to say thank you for bringing in your associate producer puppy.
No, not a problem. She's very eager to learn.
She's very eager in general.
Can you tell Luke to turn my mic up?
Oh, he wants his mic on. God, he just wants everything.
Okay. Jeez, wow. Greg, you're so demanding. I thought you were still getting situated with the video. So
no, I'm good to go. I'm ready. Oh, okay. I'm a professional, okay? Also, are you Greg Bach?
Yes.
You are Greg Bach.
I'm Kelvin. I'm Greg. I'm just an enigma of just all the producers together.
all rolled into one. If you want to look at Aurora, the associate producer puppy, by the way, I put it up on Matinair on Air on the platform that Elon has ruined. So you can take a look at Aurora. How old is she?
11 weeks.
She's
a young pup.
She's really well behaved.
Yeah. I was hoping so. We're working on some socialization skills and all of those things. And so since I'm Kelvin and I'm filling in and I got a little bit more of a commute, I'm away from the home a little bit longer.
Sure.
And so just with the work schedules, we wanted to not have her in the kennel for an extended period of time. So yesterday, I brought her just to see how things would go.
It went well.
The consensus was everybody said, please bring her back. Please keep bringing her back. So she's been on very good behavior.
And if there's not a meeting for me in the afternoon after the show on Monday, I might bring Maybell.
Ooh.
So we might have two puppers.
That'd be great.
I am pro puppers in the workplace.
I just think everybody feels better, quite
pro
honestly.
Pro puppers.
Pro puppers. We are pro pupper. All right. We're going to talk about the RNC. Of course, the RNC is going to be coming to Milwaukee this summer from July 15th to the 18th.
Yeah.
And I saw this article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, which I just find interesting. Bayview Bar called the Mothership.
Yep.
The owner has announced, he put it on Instagram and Facebook, that they're going to be closed during the week of the RNC. Quote, I'm not trying to get involved with or actively take money or rent the space out to that tomfoolery. However, the bar would still be open for private events for free to dirt cheap prices. Is this... I mean, certainly it's your business. You can do what you want. I don't know if this is a good thing.
I mean, it's your choice, but I guess why not have it open? Like, all right, I'm a local business person, haver, helper, owner thing, whatever, with the Laughing Tap, and we plan on not only being open for the RNC, but hopefully we'll have some programming there. Whether it's shows or whatever.
Just to utilize the space
sure. Because, you know, there's going to be a need for entertainment. There's going to be a need. And I, as from his point of view, he's like, why would I do that? I see it from why not?
Why wouldn't you take their money?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand you may not agree with the politics, but.
I guarantee you people who vote against your ideas. Go to your bar, go to your theater, go to your restaurant, go to your whatever. They are there.
I mean, unless he's got the kind of clientele that's going to start picking fights. And that is something that I have thought about and that I'm quite honestly concerned about is people getting into arguments at bars of differing political persuasions.
Yeah, that could happen without the RNC coming to town, though, anyways, right?
That's true, but it's just going to be that much more heightened and that much more, I don't know. I am concerned about that. I would like to think we will be better behaved than that.
Really quick to interrupt, sorry. Jeff Sitzma on the live stream saying there's no YouTube sound.
All right, we will check on
that. All right, I will work on it.
Thanks for that, Jeff.
Thanks, Kelvin Jr.
Not a problem.
Is this a mistake? I mean, again, I don't know. It's only 3 days.
But it's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people.
I mean, remember, in order to get, when we wanted the DNC, we had to build a certain amount of hotel rooms, and we did. So now that the RNC is going to be here, we built hotels to make this happen. People are going to be looking for things to do. And also, remember, it's not just going to be Republicans in the city. You're going to have
journalists.
You're going to have journalists
all over
MSNBC. You're going to have all these different, like, I'm sure they'll find you. They're going to go to where the cool places are. I'm going to bet a little money that people who are going to the RNC and are affiliated with that world aren't going to the hipster artsy place of Bayview. They're going to stay in Third Ward, Fifth Ward, downtown. That's about it.
I think you're right. I do. I mean, there may be a few who end up either staying in that area in the Airbnb or something.
Yeah.
But you're probably right. As far as the vast majority, that doesn't necessarily, that the hipster places.
Yeah. I want to go to the cool places.
Where are all the cool kids hanging out?
Yeah.
So if you are a fan of this bar, Bad News, the Mothership, I've never been there. In Bayview, famous for its tiki drinks and hams on tap.
It's got a hams tap. I got a hams tap.
They're going to be closed for the RNC July 15th to the 18th to avoid the tomfoolery.
That's a very weird word.
According to the owner.
That's a Pat Kreitlow word right there, tomfoolery.
I think you're just saying it's an old word,
yes.
And then you just threw Pat under the bus with that one.
Well, yeah, because
essentially,
if you listen to Up North News 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. on Civic Media, get it on your Civic Media app, free to download. You will hear me consistently whenever he makes an old timey word come out of his mouth. I hit a little ding ding winner button, and if I have time, I'd be like, back in my day, I used to go 10 miles to get myself a packet of cigarettes. You know, something like that. Very old-timey. Oh, we used to play hoop and stick.
I'm pretty sure I'm older than Pat Kreitlow.
I was saying, Jane, I think you and Pat catching some strays around here.
Well,
on
yeah, because Jane, you invented hoop and stick, right?
There were no hoops when I was alive, when I was born.
They were just straight pieces of wood.
That, all we had was sticks. There were only sticks. There were no hoops yet. That was pre-me.
Are there any business owners out there right now who are in Milwaukee or the surrounding area who are going to close? Call us. Let us know why.
I'd be curious. Yeah, I really would be curious. For the most part, I would think that people really, it's a chance to make money.
Yes.
You have a business. Your business is there to make a profit, and you can... They drink just like other people drink.
Well, that was the whole argument bringing the RNC to town. It wasn't red. It wasn't blue.
It was green. State.
Well, yeah, no, it was green.
Yes, exactly.
It's the money. Right. The money is coming into the city, but there were still some people that didn't necessarily buy into that argument. I have a feeling this bar owner, one of those individuals.
Most likely. And again, it's up to you. It's your choice, man. Whatever makes you happy. And if he's got that kind of attitude, maybe it's better. Again, I don't want us to be on the national news.
For a vacation, though. I mean, that's my thing, you know? I'll just get out of town while it's happening.
That's not a bad point.
We get a couple of texts on the text line. Wes from Middleton says, there's going to be a lot of reprehensible people coming to town. That said, take the money. This is going to be a massive economic boon for Milwaukee and Wisconsin as a whole. We pull this off well, and we are more established as a destination for big events. Milwaukee is one of the most underrated cities in the country. I agree. This helps move it up the list. I totally agree. As it develops, as it grows, yeah, I mean, this, you might not like it, but that's important when organizations pick Milwaukee or Wisconsin for a massive event. And then Dave from New Berlin just says, jeepers. Ding, ding, ding.
Jeepers is a perfectly respectable word.
But is it not old?
Is it fogey?
It's fogey.
Are we talking fogey?
Jeepers, the milk is 10 cents a gallon today.
I don't know what that word is that you guys just used. I missed
jeepers,
that one. No, I know that one. I don't know what fogey is. Yeah, I don't know what fogey
like
means.
Old fogey, like a crotchety old man?
Never heard it.
Completely unaware of that.
I thought once you turn 30, they just hand you a book full of all of the old.
No, first turns. I feel it in my knees, and then the book comes in a couple weeks, I think. They have to send it in the mail. The old school, Pony Express, something like that.
It's only going to get worse.
Back to the RNC. My biggest concern is that we're going to make headlines for the wrong reason. And I just pray that that does not happen. That there are a whole bunch of fights or, you know, damage or robberies or carjackings or whatever. I love the city of Milwaukee, and I want us to look great, and I want us to be better.
I have a feeling that it's going to really depend on the severity. Like, yes, if there is, unfortunately, and the reason I say shooting is because it happened at the night the Bucks won the championship. I think whatever the level of it is, like, of course people are going to fight. There are going to be fights. There are going to be people pushing and shoving and screaming at each other. I almost think that's part of it because wherever the one goes, the other is going to respond and they'll probably get into some kind of tussle. But it's how Milwaukee will handle this situation.
True.
When it comes down, because we can't control what other people can do, especially when they're coming from outside the city and outside the state. It's how the city of Milwaukee, whether it be the government, the police, so on and so forth, how they respond to the incidents, or that's what's going to set us apart.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. That's the only prediction that I have, is that it will be interesting, because I have no idea what's going to happen this summer.
Yeah.
And having the DNC in Chicago, just a little couple hours south of us, it's going to be an interesting political summer here in the Midwest.
Another texter listening here on WAUK, thank you. Personally, I'm wondering if they're even going to be able to pay their bills, since the Republican Party is financially ruined right now. I will be able to pay just the rental. Will they be able to even pay the rental on anything?
So actually, I kind of have an answer for that. If you are a business owner and you have been approached by really any political campaign or the DNC or the RNC, this does not have anything to do with party. If they want to use your space, rent it out, pay you for your services, here is a trick. Whatever you want to be paid, make it the deposit, because they generally do not pay their bills.
That's an excellent point.
They generally do not pay their bills because after a campaign, they're like, well, we don't have any money.
Yeah, we're out of money.
Or they're just trash. So if you want to get paid by these individuals and you want your money up front, make it your deposit.
That's really smart advice from our friend Greg Bach. You can always join the conversation, call or text at 855-75-CIVIC. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. On the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Thanks for joining us. If you're listening in La Crosse on WLCX The Eagle, wherever you are, you can we need a good, better bird sound. We did have a sound effect, Luke Mathers, and Calvin played it one day. And it wasn't an eagle, it was a hawk, and someone actually texted in and said, I'm sorry, that's not an eagle.
Well, actually, it's a hawk.
Folks are listening at least, right?
They have very sharp ears, so apparently we're going to have to find an actual eagle sound. But
all right, I'm going to take a couple days, I'm going to go up north, I'm just going to sit in a quiet area,
along
in
the river.
Hopefully some fish, you know, making their way up and down the stream, and then I will try to get a recording of an eagle cry.
We will send you on assignment.
All right. I'll see you guys later.
Sounds good.
Packing it up now. Bye.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. If you ever want to join the show, we were talking about a bar in Bayview that is going to be closed during the RNC because the owner says he does not want to deal with that tomfoolery. And you said we had a couple texts, Greg.
Yeah, we got one text from Carmela in Milwaukee. Thank you for reaching out. Jane and Greg, I read the Mothership article yesterday. I knew Civic Media was going to cover it. What I read was that the owner said he would have closed if the Democratic convention had happened. And I know that. I read the article. And I'm not saying, honestly, not saying because of the party. It's
He just doesn't want to deal with the hassle.
Yeah. So I guess his point of view is that he wants to be non-political and stick to just slinging drinks. And I don't disagree.
That's a very fair point, Carmelo. Yep.
Because he actually said in there, he said, drinks and politics don't mix. And I disagree with that. I think drunkenness and politics cannot mix. But have a cocktail. Have a beer. Talk about your political differences. One of the worst things we ever did in this country was say, we don't talk about politics, we don't talk about sex, we don't talk about money, we don't talk about religion, and now we have to talk about the weather with Ted in accounting!
See, I thought he was going to say prohibition. I thought prohibition was one of the worst things we did.
That's Eric Hovde.
I think
he's pro-prohibition.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, we all have to brew it ourselves. And a completely unsolicited praise comment that I wanted to share, Robin Allen, on the live stream. You guys make my heart Twitter. I'm sitting in the car wash with a big smile. Thank you so very much, Robin. We really, really appreciate that. We do.
We do.
It's nice to know that we make you smile. All right, moving on to Eric Hovde. He is now pledging he will donate his entire salary to a Wisconsin charity if he gets elected in November and defeats Tammy Baldwin. It's part of his campaign claiming he can't be bought.
Is it a California charity or a Wisconsin
charity? He said Wisconsin charity.
Okay, all right.
Did not specify the charity.
It's a charity for axe throwing violence victims.
He is, of course, a multimillionaire.
Yep.
Multimillionaire banking mogul. One of his recent ads says Washington has become corrupt. Really? Become? Really?
What?
Okay.
Has become corrupt,
saying career politicians sell themselves to special interests instead of working for their constituents. If you decide to elect me as your next senator, I will donate my entire salary to a Wisconsin charity every year. And you had brought up Pat Kreitlow a little bit earlier, and Pat Kreitlow commented on this. He's our colleague on Up North News.
Mm-hmm.
You can catch him Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 a.m. on much of the Civic Media Radio Network. Pat Kreitlow says, for me, this approach is automatically disqualifying. If you're so rich that you don't need our salary, what makes me think you're going to be on my side rather than all the other rich dudes?
Yeah.
And he's absolutely right.
We've got a case study, too, here in Wisconsin. We have one senator who has doubled their wealth since being elected to the Senate. He's not on the ballot for a little while.
Let me guess. That would be our senior senator, Ron Johnson.
That is correct.
That's the one.
So, okay. And I don't think Ron Johnson doubled his wealth because of the salary that the U.S. Senate provides to senators.
Yeah.
But we've also seen this before. Donald Trump said, I'm going to donate all of my paychecks to X, Y, or Z. And then was there ever proof?
Well, he did the first.
Did that ever happen? He did the first couple. Yeah, like the first quarter, I think he did one.
And then that was it.
Yeah, and then it went away.
It
just disappeared. So we've seen this before.
Yeah, the claim, the pledge that they'll do that. And I mean, honestly, like Hovde doesn't need the money ever. He doesn't. He's very, very rich, and he would make a public spectacle. He's doing anything he can to ingratiate himself to this state.
Well, he's kind of ripping off Herb Kohl's whole slogan, too. He's not even coming up with original ideas. He's like, no, nobody's senator but yours, but that was Herb Kohl's thing. Like, yeah. I'm sorry.
His wife, Mrs. Hovde, I think Sharon Hovde is her name.
That I'm not sure of.
Just dropped a new ad this past week, and it is so weird.
Is it?
Because, once again, no policies. It is all about how her husband is from Wisconsin. He was born here. He went to high school here. He graduated from college here. Then he left here, and he never came back except for visiting his property.
He tried to run for office other times, too.
You're right, and he lost. Yeah.
But he did that from California. And he is, I mean, this whole offensive they have going right now is all about he is like you.
Right.
I am like you. And every step they are stepping on a rake, because the Sharon Hovde ad is so not good. It's just at one point,
every man's millionaire is a really hard idea to pitch. That is not a demographic that really those two things don't mesh well. Like an every man's millionaire. I'm sorry. Like
We should.
You don't go and hang out at the bars or and have tiki drinks slung to you at the bar. Like you don't do the things that Wisconsinites do.
Yeah,
and just to come in with an ad campaign to paint it that way is disingenuous.
Something from his campaign showed up on my feed, and it was, I don't know, it was like the foundation of a successful life and work and ethics and faith and friends. And it's like, do you want to be in an elected office or do you want to offer your services as a life coach? Because I'm not getting a whole lot of policy or anything like that. It's all platitudes.
And if anything, he's trying to run away from things now. He's got the whole comments in Rolling Stone on drinking, the whole comments on smoking marijuana. He's going to waffle on abortion. He cannot come out in Wisconsin as a...
Everything is... exceptions.
As a ban. He can't do that. And once he does it, if he says, well, maybe we'll do some exceptions, the right's going to be upset and the left's going to be like, you're a liar. And so he's really just running himself in a circle. I mean, in that ad itself with his wife, she goes, at 21, he started his own business. He didn't take out a loan. He didn't save up. He took his father's money.
And he started his own business.
Not in Wisconsin.
With his dad's money. Is this a convincer for anybody? I'm just curious. 855-75-CIVIC. He's going to donate his salary. Is that enough for you to vote for him? News is coming up next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Luke Mathers on the board, associate producer Puppy Aurora at his feet. You can always join us at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon has ruined. And if you're lonely, they have their own party going on the live stream. Gosh. I'm telling you, there's lots of friends there. You can go have a lot of fun.
And they're saying really nice things. Oh. Tony just is fantastic. Agree 100%. It's refreshing to hear intelligent, articulate conversations.
Thanks, which Tony.
I assume is directed at Jane.
I was going to say, I had no part in any of that. So that wasn't me.
I'll take that. Thanks.
Tony said two nice things. Or Tony Zimmerman. There's two Tonys here. There's two Tonys. Weather and Wine is a classy segment. No drunkenness there. I imagine it smells of leather-bound books during that time. And Roaring Fire.
Oh, yeah.
And we're petting kittens and or doggies.
And or puppies, yes. Weather and Wine we do every Wednesday with our civic media meteorologist, Brittany Merlot.
Exactly.
She gives us a little update.
Tony also said, I thought Greg was 22.
You
marry me. Come on.
All right. What is the reason why you won't shop at a store anymore?
Personal, political.
Yep. What is your reasoning? Is there a store you will not shop at and why? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Greg Bach.
So I was scrolling across the TikToks and or Instagram reels, I don't remember which, but I saw a woman, she had a Lowe's private label credit card cut up in her hand and was like holding it towards the Lowe's store that she went to.
She's showing it to Lowe's. Yeah, I cut it up and I'm not coming back.
You've never get another get a hay penny from me. And she said something to the effect of she's not going to go there anymore because Lowe's has just lost her business. So she went to she bought a cooktop.
Okay.
And she also mentions that she just said, I've bought enough kitchen appliances to fill two apartments and a home, that sounds like a problem. But she said, I missed the return policy.
For the cooktop.
Yep. By 4 days. Okay. It's a 30-day return policy. She says, I had COVID, so I couldn't get to you. So I'm no longer going to be going to Lowe's because you lost my business. I'm going to Home Depot instead. And my whole time reading this going, you're upset that they wouldn't take it 34 days after you bought it. And then I asked you, what's the soonest you usually know when you're going to return something when you buy it?
2 days.
Yeah.
Right? You use it for 2 days. It's like, no, I don't like this. It's not doing what I expected it to do. If it's a cooktop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something you use every day. And so it couldn't. You wrangle over this for 2 weeks deciding, do I like it? Do I not like it? Come on.
I mean, I've bought stuff on Amazon where I set up the return as I'm getting it off of my porch because I realize I don't need and or want it. And I guess to me, it's like you made such a spectacle of yourself saying, I'm standing up to you. This is no good to me. You've mistreated me. You really just explained how you are absolutely in the wrong here. You waited. You had COVID. That's fine. I get it. Stay home, stay safe. But that's usually about 5 days now.
Right.
So you're going to tell me that in that first 25 days,
yeah,
you just were struggling over that cooktop? I really feel like you're kind of making yourself look like a fool.
Well, and I kind of love those kinds of self-owns.
Yeah.
Because we have to post everything now.
Yeah.
Every single thing, well, or it didn't happen.
I also don't think that Home Depot is going to take the return either, just to let her know. Like, Home Depot's got her business, but they're not going to take the return.
Man, this doesn't come from our store. Well, I'm going to go to Ace. Good luck at Ace.
Right, I think Walmart's the only one where Walmart, you kind of get those very flustered employees where they're just like, all right, I'll accept
whatever.
Any return.
Sure, fine.
I don't even need a receipt. Just give it back. Here's store credit for it. There you go. Bye.
Same with Target. I think Target, you don't even need a receipt.
What? Like
I doubt that.
I would say every return I've ever done at Target, you need a receipt for. But
otherwise, you're going to have people just stealing things off the shelves and then walking back around and saying, "I need my cash back." Not that I'm suggesting.
I was going to say that answer. That answer came real quick.
I know.
Jane's like, wait, they don't require receipts? What could I take and then try to get store credit
on to me?
I have a naturally criminal mind. What can I say? I thought, hey, that could work. Anyway, 855-75-CIVIC. What is the store you refuse to shop at and why? Scott from St. Louis is on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning again. By the way, to Target, I think you can return things without a receipt, but you get store credit, not money back.
Oh, okay.
A receipt to get the money back.
That makes sense.
I refuse to, and I will never touch Temu as much as people love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it has low prices, but it's because they, one, sell your data, and two, use child labor mostly below the age of 12.
What company is this, Scott?
Temu.
Temu, I have never heard
Temu,
of Temu. What is Temu?
Remember Wish?
It's essentially advertised as like a, I think they say like shop like a billionaire because everything is really cheap, but it's really cheap because they're using child labor.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
Yeah, it's terrible.
That sounds, awful. Thank you so much, Scott. Really appreciate you listening. I always appreciate you calling.
You didn't see the Super Bowl ad that Temu ran? There was a Super Bowl ad that they spent millions of dollars that it was kind of like a weird ad. I hadn't heard about Temu until then.
I started seeing it on my phone on games as an advertiser. They started a slow rollout on like game advertising.
Okay.
And I just saw it. I'm like, this looks like Wish.com, and Wish is the exact same thing where you can buy. And also, with Temu and Wish, you buy something based off the picture and it comes to you. You're like, this is not what I ordered. This is terrible.
Yeah.
There's a whole side of TikTok and Instagram about things I ordered on Wish and what I actually got.
That look nothing like
nothing
the item.
Like that. We got a text from Robert in McFarland. He said, when I didn't have kids, I only shopped and ate local, but now it's hard to stay out of the big box stores. I refuse to shop at because it's too It's too affordable. So therefore, he can't not shop at big box stores because he has kids.
Yeah. Oh, and I hear that.
And
absolutely.
I get that.
Absolutely.
I used to carry a anti Walmart flag on my shoulder and like, you don't understand. And Target's better. And then a friend of mine brought me into his office. He showed me a website. He goes, This is a website that will show you every company that's being sued, like a major company, and why. And because people always try to say Walmart isn't as good as Target. You're like, oh, they're all trash. All these companies are terrible. They're all run by horrible people. I'll shop anywhere I want. But I get that.
Well, and I do think the ability to not shop somewhere comes from a place of privilege. It does.
Yeah, because a lot of places, grocery stores, like if grocery stores, convenience stores, anything that you need to go to, in a lot of communities, there's only a few options. You don't have the opportunity to choose around. Like there is either a Target or a Walmart or a Dollar General, or like you have to shop at those places. There's no other alternative.
But I did see something. Speaking of this Temu that Scott just mentioned, Amazon Marketplace.
Yeah.
So all those, remember the smash and grabs that were going on in California?
I just saw, yep.
All those smash and grabs, and we would see it on the news, and these gangs coming in and just smashing windows out and running, you know, filling up bags and then running back out. A California couple, white couple, in their early 50s, arrested for setting up this smash and grab ring. And she essentially recruited women to steal stuff from Sephora and other high-end makeup places, and then she would sell it on the Amazon Marketplace for like half the price.
And they were well off too.
They lived in a mansion.
Yeah, I just saw that before the show started, and I was like, oh my gosh, because you know what happened when you saw those videos of people just stealing products. I mean, putting them in garbage cans and just walking out.
Yep.
You're like, oh my god, I can't believe kids. Well.
Someone hired
them. The
kids
were working for someone.
They were working. Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just to be a little cautionary about where you're going to buy stuff from. Yeah.
And who you point your finger at.
Well, yeah, that too. Carmela from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Carmela. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. I was just going to say, I used to have a specific person. Sorry, I'm sitting next to someone's car alarm going off. Anyway. Usually what it is customer service, and it used to drive me nuts at, like Walmart, but then I started reconsidering because usually it's temporary. The employee's usually not there that long. They will go back and give them a second chance.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. That's great. Carmela, that's very, very kind. That's very kind.
Thank you so much for listening, Carmela. Really, really appreciate it. I agree though. Bad customer service.
Yeah.
That happens enough times, I'm not going back.
Oh, absolutely.
There.
I think that's a better excuse than I missed the return window, too.
Oh, like,
if you have an employee or somebody there at the store that's rude to you or you have a negative interaction with, I think that's better than I was 4 days late myself returning this.
Even if I have a bad experience with customer service, it has to be really bad. It has to feel intentional or like, oh, I feel like this person just doesn't care. There are times you have bad customer service, and you can tell
catch somebody on a bad day.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yes, absolutely.
We got a live stream comment. Jeff Sitzma, I hope I'm pronouncing that correct, Jeff. Jeff Sitzma, never at Hobby Lobby due to crazy religious owners. I know a lot of people who are like that. I know a lot of people who do not shop at Hobby Lobby, Chick-fil-A, so on and so forth. And I get that. I totally understand that. But once again, I'm just going to say this. If you dig deep enough into the companies you do like, you might not like what you find.
They're all bad.
They can be bad, religious, someone about whatever. Just do your due diligence. And, you know, I understand. And then Tony said, not so much a store, but a service, AT&T. They were shifty in the 70s, the 90s, and yes, today. I don't know about that personally myself.
Is that the third Tony in the live stream too? Man, it is a Tony party.
Tony
party on social media today.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. If you would like to join the discussion, again, there are, you make such a good point, Luke, about having choices is really dependent upon where you are. And for folks in smaller communities and you know, outlying communities, you don't have a choice, and you don't get to be moralistic about where you're going to buy your milk.
Yeah.
Because you got to buy milk.
Yep. Yeah. Got a text from Cindy in Wausau mirroring what Tony said. No to Hobby Lobby. They don't like it because of their reproductive rights stance. Nobody should get to decide anybody's. That's where it left off. personal health decisions. They also have stolen artifacts and have been in trouble for that.
Yes.
They have ripped off fiber artists when it comes to hand-dyed yarns. My goodness. And then Scott from Madison said, I had a manager at Men's Warehouse not let me try on clothing because then it would be used and they don't sell used clothes.
What?
So
wait a minute. Read that again.
Scott, let me clarify. Are you saying that if you I had a manager at Men's Warehouse not let me try on clothing because then it would be used and they don't sell used clothing. That is one of the most...
That's better than the alternative. I remember the local news did like a deep dive story on Walmart or Target. I forget. It was one of the bigger box stores and taking underwear that was returned and then trying to resell it. And so they had like this deep dive. I'm barely recalling this. So I'm going to have to look into it to get more of the details. But essentially they would buy the underwear as a customer, mark the inside of the underwear with either like a marker terrifying. Or like an invisible ink kind of thing.
Yep.
And then they'd return it. And then they'd go back to shop to see if it returned to the shelves. And so they're like, there's a whole thing there. And then there's I'd rather have them err on the side of, you can't try it on. You got to buy it.
It's a suit.
But it's a suit.
It's a suit.
I've gone to Men's Warehouse and they've let me try to fit.
I was going to say, I feel like I don't know if I've ever tried to put pants on. I guess I've been tailored though for a suit before. Yeah. And are those just the rental pants and they only let you use those? I don't know. I'm curious that if they don't let you try on anything other than the rentals at Men's Warehouse.
You try it, you buy it.
You buy it. All right. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We're shopping. We're shopping. Greg Bach, Luke Mathers on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show, call or text 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment on a live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Greg Bach, you said we have a text.
We had a good text come through. Hello, it's Tammy listening in Virginia on WMDX, so my guess is on the app.
I would assume so. Cool.
Get that Civic Media app in your pocket. She said, I use Goods Unite Us. Helps me make good choices of where I spend my money. So to check that out.
Oh,
that's great.
Like that.
I love that kind of stuff.
It's a Wisconsin-based service as well.
Seriously?
I believe based out of Middleton, if I remember correctly. Goods Unite Us, yeah.
Nice.
Essentially, it gives you a background of either the ownership, management, people that work there or own the company, how they typically support, when they give political donations, they typically support.
Interesting.
And so it gives you a nice background of the makeup of the ownership and the management and the employees of a corporation to kind of see how they engage in the world of politics.
Goods Unite Us.
Looking at it right now, it's really cool.
We're going to have to make a reach to them. I would like to talk to those people.
That's a
especially
great idea.
Especially if it's a Wisconsin-based company.
Tammy from Virginia, thank you for
there's
that.
Always a Wisconsin connection, guys. Every single thing, always a Wisconsin connection.
All good things come back to Wisconsin.
Chairs.
All good things lead to Wisconsin.
Exactly.
In one form or another. We're going to close things out, and I do want to talk about basketball because...
Well, 3 degrees of cheese real quick. That's all I'm going to say.
3 degrees of cheese.
3 degrees of cheese.
Or beyond the cheese.
Those are two separate things.
Two different segments.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
We are going to talk about there's a big game this afternoon, and if we are airing it on several of our Civic Media radio stations, so we'll get to that in just a second. But Greg and I kind of stumbled across this earlier this morning. If you are looking for a nice little getaway, impress your friends, hide from your friends, there is a prepper house for sale outside of Superior.
Mm-hmm.
It's only $1.1 million, which is, it's kind of a deal.
It's a deal.
It is. It's on 80 private acres near Superior, listed for $1.1 million. It was built not by today's current doomsday preppers. It was built by the Y2K preppers.
Yeah.
And I don't know if those are even the best. I like the duck and cover preppers of the Cold War era. I got to go before Y2K.
For your favorite, favorite prepper?
The really thorough prepping that went into that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. If I had the money, I would buy this house immediately. It's absolutely beautiful.
You think it's that cool?
Oh, God, I want it so bad. I want to live in the woods, and I want to have grass on my roof.
Well, this place has grass on the roof, so it's kind of, it is an interesting construction because it is built into a hill. So from above.
So it's like the Shire.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
Sort of like the Shire.
Right. With 18 years of canned food.
Is that included in the sale?
There is a canning room.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. And there's like three separate full apartments.
Yeah.
There's three separate three-bedroom.
Oh, so you don't even have, the three of us could, and our families could go in on it together.
Yeah,
we don't, and you don't even need to be the single homeowner.
You're right.
That's true. You can, that's a steal then, because $1.1 million divided by three, much more affordable than,
so
you know.
Bad.
Yeah.
No, it's not so bad.
There's a sauna.
There are some really big common areas.
There's a trench.
Is there a mandatory tinfoil hat that you have to wear when you're in the residence?
We could start that rule.
Okay.
Yeah. We can institute the tinfoil hat rule.
Do the goats like at Al Johnson's come on the roof, or do you have to provide your own?
I feel like
BYOG. Pretty sure.
All right, folks. I'm picking up their sarcasm. I'm serious. I want this house, and for me, and I. One of the best things about buying a house is the real estate experience. You walk into an open house and there's always someone there with a big whitened tooth smile, and the place smells like cookies, and they want to shake your hand and be just magnanimous and say things like, "This truly unique underground home is built to stand the test of time with stone and mortar exterior. A living roof on top is a newer rubber roof laid over Span Creek and pre-stressed hollow core ceiling slabs for the ultimate in strength and durability." Well, sign me up.
Right now.
It sounds more like Greg wants to try to sell this house than Greg wants to buy this house.
The walls and interior structure are a mixture of poured concrete and high load areas and concrete blocks and other areas to create storage rooms and interior walls.
It also has a shooting range, plenty of lumber, apple trees, and 5 acres of cleared gardening space for those apocalypse-ready gardeners. You want to be able to, you know, can lots of... There's a canning room. You got to grow stuff, and then you can can it.
Exactly.
And so if you are looking for somewhere to avoid the zombie apocalypse, it's just outside of Superior.
Oh, that gives me a really good insight. You think it's a zombie apocalypse that's coming.
It's just liberals. Liberal women.
caravans of liberal women. What could be more scary? Really,
it is always a very nice insight to somebody's, you know,
psyche.
Yeah,
yes.
To
see what kind of
apocalypse they think is coming.
Yep. Caravans of liberal women, Luke. That's what gets some people screaming in terror. All right, basketball. That was a big win yesterday.
Yeah, they
beat them by 30 points.
Maryland took care of Rutgers, I believe, 2 days ago, in a very big blowout fashion, very similar to what Wisconsin did to Maryland yesterday. So I was a little worried going into yesterday's game because Maryland took care of business on their first game.
Yep.
But they had an injury, I think, kind of late in their first round game. So Bucky taking care of business, taking on Northwestern. I'm hoping that they keep going.
Are you feeling good about it?
It's been kind of hard. The last couple of weeks of Big Ten play has not been kind to the Badgers, so it'll be interesting to see how far they can go here in the Big Ten tournament.
It was just nice to see them win so handily.
Yeah.
And really put it away. Yeah. So that was pretty sweet. And again, we are airing the game on a number of Civic Media radio stations. You can go to our website, civicmedia.us, if you want to listen to the Badgers take on Northwestern. That game starts around 1:30 today.
Yeah, broadcast coverage begins at 12:30, and then the game tip-off right around 1:30.
Right around 1:30. All right, Luke Mathers, you're going to be back here on Monday.
I will be back on Monday. I've got one more day of being Calvin. It's really
Calvin.
Fun. It's fun. I didn't grow out my hair well enough. for the experience.
Well, you got a couple days.
Is that the sequel, being Calvin Butenhoff? Like,
yes.
The sequel to what?
Being John Malkovich. Come on. See a movie, all right?
Thank you to Dan Schaefer for joining us. Thank you, Greg Bach. Thank you, Luke Mathers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all to all of you for calling and for texting and for listening. It means more than you know. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. News is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.